good afternoon. This is Sharon Esatoya.
And Lynn Archambault.
And this is Let's Call It What It Is. And we're going to continue with the Native American Young Women's Guide to Safe Dating that was developed by the Native American Women's Health Education Resource Center to better educate and bring understanding to young Native women about preventing date rape and how to enjoy a safe date. All right.
Well, we're on chapter 7, if you're following along with us in the workbook, and we're starting with A Native American Young Women's Guide to Safe Dating. So the goal of this chapter is to empower young women with specific skills that can help them protect themselves in dating situations and throughout their relationships. The tips address suggestions for avoiding dating violence as well as date rape. We want to begin the discussion of safe dating tips with a reminder that most violence perpetrated against girls is from someone they know or have some sort of relationship with. While you don't want to scare the participants into fearing everyone they meet, it's important that girls understand that they'll need to apply these safe dating tips to situations with people that they know and like and may already feel that they can trust. It's also important to stress the difference between taking steps to protect themselves and being responsible for what happens to them. Young women are often blamed for their victimization, whether directly or discreetly, by being told that they could have prevented the rape or the violence against them if they hadn't put themselves in a certain situation or if they've done more to defend themselves. It's important to send a clear message that while the young women are not responsible if an assault ultimately occurs, there are steps that girls can take to minimize their risk of being victimized. The goal as a facilitator of this group is to expand the knowledge about self-protection and foster confidence in implementing the measures. It may be beneficial to address the issues directly with the young women in the group and have them discuss the difference between accepting responsibility for violence and acting proactively to prevent themselves being put in a situation where violence could occur. So with that, we're going to jump right into the exercise on the workbook, and I'll turn it over to Sharon.
Yeah, this is a really good exercise. It's safe dating tips and how to protect ourselves. You know, while it's unfortunate that we have to deal with stereotypes in life, we do have a right to act, dress, and flirt as we like. But there are some things that we can do to make sure that we are safe and reduce the risks. So the following are a set of tips that will help to prevent situations and to better ensure your safety during a date. Avoid alcohol and drugs. And I know that's a hard one, but these are substances that compromise our abilities to make decisions about how safe or unsafe a situation is. Our judgment can be clouded and make it hard for us to discern when we need help and how to get it, when we're intoxicated or under the influence of drugs or alcohol. They also reduce our coordination and physical strength and make it harder to fight off an attack. And if you've